This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:22, Friday, the 12th of August, and of course you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, before we get into some news as to what plantation stocks to buy, a quick update on the FBM KLCI, which is barely hanging on to positive gains, currently only up 0.06% to 1,506 points. But like we are, you know, we've been talking about commodities this whole year. We've seen it really rally. But palm oil, not any different, because it started the year on a tear with CPO futures hitting a high of 8,160 ringgit per metric ton on 1st of March. Now, prices rose sharply on the back of that perfect storm of the Russian invasion of Ukraine on the 24th of February, which was followed by policy flip-flops in Indonesia. However, since then, prices have declined sharply, and if you look at prices today, it's 4,293 ringgit per metric ton. Now, so what is it due to? Is it demand destruction as the global economy slows, or has supply actually increased? We asked Ho Lee Ling, regional head of plantations at RHB Investment Bank, this question and more. Morning, Lee Ling. Now, like we said, CPO prices have corrected sharply from the highs in May. What are the reasons for this?
Yeah, hi. Well, the main reason, I believe, was the unwinding impact of Indonesia's export ban, where they did things like zeroize the export taxes temporarily. They reduced the domestic market obligations and they increased export permits. But of course, underlying all this was also the fears of recession, which brought down not just CPO prices, but also commodity prices in general.
And so what are your CPO price expectations for the rest of the year? What is that premised on?
Well, for the rest of 2022, we think that CPO prices will probably remain supported at, you know, probably around between 3,800 to 4,500 per ton range. You know, we think that the supply issues that's facing the whole global vegetable oil sector is still very much there. You know, firstly, Indonesia is still facing a logistics backlog, so they can't export as much out as they would like. Secondly, you know, although we know that Ukraine and Russia have signed a UN-backed deal to allow Ukraine's wheat, maize and oilseeds to be shipped out, but, you know, the issue is finding vessels and crew available to transport these cargoes, and it's definitely something that will take some time. Thirdly, you know, we know that Malaysia's labor wars, shortage wars are not over. You know, there's constant changes in the regulations for foreign workers, and to this date, we are not really seeing much progress there. And that's on the supply side. On the demand side of things, you know, with the decline that we've seen in prices, we think that there will also be support coming from higher demand from price-sensitive countries, especially since CPO is now actually cheaper, quite a lot cheaper than soybean oil, its biggest competitor. As well as that, you know, we would also see higher demand coming from the biodiesel spectrum, where, you know, we have discretionary as well as non-discretionary demand coming through at a faster pace, especially since CPO is now much more expensive than gas oil.
But Li Ling, the plantation sector is one that faces many ESG questions and also headwinds. So what strides have been made on this front? And, you know, the question is, will this sector always have that ESG discount?
Well, to answer your second question first, I think yes, the sector will always have the ESG discount, especially since, you know, funds are a lot more cognizant of ESG factors now when investing in a company. Based on our analysis in our recently released just yesterday, the ESG thematic report for the sector, we know that while we have seen better disclosures on ESG information over the years, the progress in terms of mitigating these issues has actually been rather slow. For example, if you were to just look at the E pillar, the environment pillar, we note that not a lot of progress has actually been made here. If you were to look at the sector in general, we did an aggregate of the quantitative figures for the stocks under our coverage. And if you were to look at simple things like GHG emission intensity, water usage intensity, energy consumption, we note that this has actually increased over the last 5 years instead of decreased. There's not a lot of progress there on an average. But of course, if you were to break it down, you know, company by company, you will be able to see some who have made improvements for these sectors, but it's not sector-wide.
Okay, then what is your call on the sector?
So we continue to have a neutral sector call with a trading strategy. We note that with the price decline, CPO price decline, share prices have also obviously reacted negatively. So if you look at the average valuations and the average PEs for the planters, now under our coverage, we've seen the average PE shrinking to about 10 times 2023 earnings. The Malaysian big caps are trading at the range of 14 to 18, the mid caps, as well as the regional planters, are trading at the range of 6 to 11 times. So so it has shrunk quite a lot. And although we do expect to see more downside in terms of CPO prices in 2023, we think that valuations for some of the planters are starting to look a bit more interesting at these levels.
So Li Ling, as usual, our trillion-dollar question, what are your top picks for the sector and why?
So in Malaysia, our top picks are the more integrated players. So we like IOI as well as KLK. And this is because as an integrated player, you'll be able to withstand the lower CPO price environment a bit better than the pure planters. And also, if you were to look at valuations, ever since the share price declines, they are also both quite attractive at this point. They're both trading at the lower end of their peer range of between 14 to 18 times.
All right, thank you for your time. That was Ho Li Ling, Regional Head of Plantations at RHB Investment Bank, giving us her outlook on the plantation sector, which is neutral, and she's advising everyone to take a trading stance when it comes to this sector. Now, a quick message from us. Partnering with a provider that has the right enterprise solutions can optimize your digital strategies for an effective transformation.
So find out how Times 3Cs of digitalization can help businesses grow, accelerate and innovate into the digital future. Hear from Kit Au, Executive Vice President of Times Enterprise Business on August 15th at 9:15 a.m. over on BFM 89.9. Businesses grow with time.
Up next, the Property Show, where we delve into the housing affordability question in Malaysia. That's happening after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.